right now. Lauren Majera joins us live from WGN-TV to preview the Bears-Ravens game and whatever else we come up with. Hey, Lauren.
Hi, happy Friday. How are you?
Happy Friday. I am great. You know,
we were off for a couple of weeks there, huh?
We were fired. It was like three.
I was like, oh, we're fired for sure.
Done. We are out, out of here. Well, you know what's funny? Like, I've been traveling for business more like in the last couple of weeks. I've been going to like the coldest places of the Midwest, like Minnesota. Ohio was cold yesterday.
Oh, don't get it on me. I was in Aruba and then I went to Cabo.
Yes, I know. Yes, I know. Keep rubbing that in. I know. Well, welcome to 20,
you made
upper 20s.
The horrible decisions. I made excellent decisions, which is not something I get accused of often.
That's awesome. Well, you know what? To go into the holiday season, which is fun, but going to this weather and the sun dropping at 4:30 in the afternoon, you really made the right call.
Oh, man, I can't begin to tell you. It was like the sunsets and being barefoot and the sunshine and the margaritas and infinity pools. Uh-huh. Should I continue?
No, you're done. This is why you were fired, okay? That's why you've been gone for 3 weeks.
Touché.
Exactly. Here's the one thing I have about the airports, though. Like this is the one place I do want to lather up with the antibacterial because, I mean, it's the airport, 8 million people going through there. Every machine in every airport, including O'Hare, I would go up to. I hear the battery running, like it's working, but nothing's coming out. Really ticked me off every time walking
for
into
once.
Planes. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't have any travel issues going to Aruba or Mexico,
I know.
Which is like the amount of luck. And by luck, I mean horrible luck I've had with travel lately. I was so relieved.
Here's the thing. Maybe you've done your penance and the big guy upstairs said, you know what? We're going to let you go on this trip. Just
thank you, Jesus. It's a Christmas miracle.
It's a Christmas miracle. Exactly. Well, you know, here we are. So two Bears games coming up within like 4 days of each other.
Aye.
I know. And the Ravens are tops in the AFC North, 6-3. We're third NFC North, 3-6. But you know, where's our guy? Like, half of our team's missing, I feel like.
Well, Khalil Mack, I mean, the Bears announced today that they put him on the IR. So, originally, he had hurt his foot. He missed the first couple of games for, like, the first time, I don't know, maybe the second time ever in his career. And they said, we're just going to give him some rest. He'll miss the two games leading up to the bye week. Well, apparently, the rest did nothing because he needs to have season-ending surgery. He's on the IR. Now, they have reconfigured his contract twice now, so at least we have Khalil Mack up until he becomes an unrestricted free agent in 2025.
Oh, is that the case? Okay, cool.
It is. We'll have him for another couple of years, but Khalil Mack's out for the season. Akeem Hicks is out for Sunday. Allen Robinson is listed as doubtful. Eddie Jackson is listed as questionable. I'm like, our pets' heads are falling off.
Exactly. Well, no. But here's the thing, though. Baltimore, okay, they've been a little bit inconsistent. I know they're 6-3, but it's possible. But now with everybody out, going into it, I was like, okay, maybe we could pull this off. I know we can pull off the Detroit Lions. We'll talk about that later. But
but
Baltimore, you know, they're going to need a strong performance, really, to pull off like a potential upset. Because I was looking at like the last time the Bears faced the Ravens, it was with another rookie quarterback. It was Mitch Trubisky. And we went overtime and all that stuff. So we're going to have to see if Justin Fields can pull off a similar feat, I guess.
The naive hopefulness that you feel toward this game is kind of how I felt against the 49ers. The problem is, you know, Lamar Jackson missed a couple of days of practice this week with a non-COVID-related illness.
Right.
It doesn't matter.
Right.
There's a reason why he's part of the conversation for MVP. He can beat you in the air. He can beat you with his legs. And he's got the confidence to definitely kick your butt in the run game. He has the ability to extend plays. I mean, our run defense has to be in tip-top A-game shape.
Right. Yeah, no question. So where are you at with this? Like, what's your gut telling you, Lauren?
Oh, I'm the eternal optimist.
You are. I know. Yeah. I know you are. Yes,
my dad always said he raised me to be a Cubs fan because it makes you tough. Because it says Jake Arpick.
Well, he's totally not wrong. But like even coming up in Detroit, okay, now we have the Lions who are just god-awful.
They're the only winless team in the league. Okay. If they don't win at 11:30 on Thanksgiving Day.
Yeah, you better bring that back.
Yeah.
You better bring that back.
A lot of drunk Bears fans on Thanksgiving, ruining Thanksgiving for everyone.
No question.
You know what? I think that no matter what, they walk into Detroit and they walk out with a W. Here's the thing. This team has been saying, we are better than the scores are saying. We are better than our record says. And I get that. I do think that they're on the cusp, and I do see some really flashy plays. I do see some explosiveness. But at the end of the day, I'm sorry. This is the NFL. You know what matters? Dubs.
Yep.
And you know what? If I hear Matt Nagy say one more time, these guys care. And Nagy, I'm like, oh, man. Listen, I'm up with Matt Nagy spills. Like, yeah. I love everything he says. He, you know, he's so inspirational. He's so positive. I don't want to hear these guys care. I want to hear these guys are ticked off.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's
exactly.
What I want to
hear. You want to hear them revved up. I agree with you.
I don't care if they care.
Yeah. 1,000%. I agree.
You want to go to a place you care? Go to the Red Cross.
Well,
it's the NFL.
We're going to talk to Lauren, by the way, on Thanksgiving morning. I'm filling in for Bob Surratt. We're going to talk at like 8:30 to preview that game. So, you know, hopefully we'll see what happens on Sunday and how that's going to lead into
Here's
Thursday.
The thing, though, Dave, is they have a really big opportunity here, because if they come and they can pull off a W on Sunday and then they waltz into Detroit and win.
Yeah.
That's a two-game winning streak right there that they can build some momentum. And I love what Cody Whitehair said yesterday. He said, you only takes one to start a winning streak. And I like that. That's something these guys can get behind.
Absolutely.
So Sunday matters more down the road than just, you know, one-week game.
I think that's the hashtag for the weekend, for this Sunday matters. I like that. I like that. Absolutely. All right, Bulls. Bulls are, they're kicking butt. I mean, they are absolutely off to an impressive start.
You know what? I think I'm going to go back and watch The Last Dance for like a fourth time just to get in my, you know, just to get that good
just to
Bulls
dig in.
Feeling. Yeah. And Jokic is out tonight.
Yeah.
So they don't have to worry about defending him.
Okay.
And they're wrapping up this awful West Coast road trip. I mean, those West Coast games are so grueling on their bodies. Finally, it's the last one. They don't have to worry about defending Jokic. He's out. Tip-off is at 8 o'clock, so I feel good about this one.
How about the Northwestern women's field hockey team?
Big congratulations to the women's hockey team. They won in overtime in the Final Four today. They beat Harvard. And here's the thing. They had such nasty weather. There was like frost and snow on the field. The game was delayed an hour. They were playing Harvard in Ann Arbor.
Oh, gosh.
I mean, the weather.
Yeah.
And they pulled it off in overtime. So they're going to play Liberty in the championship on Sunday. And this is the first time that the Northwestern women's field hockey program has ever been to a championship game.
Oh, that's cool.
Huge congratulations to the Wildcats.
Absolutely. Congratulations. All right. We are talking to Lauren Maggiore, WGN TV Sports. And there's more with her next on 720 WGN. We are back talking to Lauren Maggiore, WGN TV Sports. You know, we're heading straight into the holidays, you know, a time of giving. And I'm a pretty giving individual, as I know I'm sure you are too.
I really am. I think I get more, don't get me wrong, I love receiving presents. But it is so fun to give gifts. I get so excited. I just want to give them right away.
Yeah. Yeah,
I
same here.
I keep secrets really well, but as far as like presents go, I'm like, can I give you your present now?
I know, I suck. Or can I give you a hint?
Exactly.
That's me too. Now I know.
I get really excited because I'm like, I know you're going to love it. Can I give it to you now? And I'm like, no, Christmas is like 3 weeks away. I'm like,
Christmas is 4 months away, Lauren. We're going to hold off on that just a little bit. So this Neiman Marcus catalog is famous for its outrageous annual Christmas gifts that, you know, billionaires covet. It's a bucket list for dreamers everywhere. And every year they offer the like most ridiculously priced items, maybe a few affordable ones. But it was published first in 1926, so it's almost 100 years old. And it was sent to their best customers. And over the years, it's just evolved into some really crazy stuff. So, Lauren, I know you like to receive gifts. I would like to pick your Christmas gift from me. Sky's the limit.
Okay.
What?
I thought about this.
Okay, you did.
And I fell down the rabbit hole going through this book of like unimaginable things.
Right.
Okay, besides the $6.1 million ring that not only you get the stone, you get to name the stone with the Gemological Institute linking it with your family for eternity.
Yeah.
I decided I'm going to pass on that. You know what I want for Christmas from you?
Okay.
I want the mailing list of single men who get this book.
Well, they might be two or three wives down the road, but I mean, that's fine, right? I mean, it's okay. They might also be in their 80s, but that's okay.
What kind of single man is eligible who's on the mailing list for this book? That's what I want for Christmas, is that mailing list.
I think what I'm going to get you first is the demographic, and then I'll get you the list.
And then I can pick from there.
Then you can go from there, no question.
And then I'll be like, do you have any grandsons, sir?
Yeah. grandsons, great grandsons. I love that.
Exactly.
All right. So I'll break down some of you. Just broke down that ring. I know there's a gathering of 20 of your friends, and to host a private Roaring Twenties.
The Roaring Twenties one. I saw that too. Did you see how much it was going to cost?
$300. Uh-huh. It's at the Harlem's Apollo Theater. It's $395,000.
Which, like, I could throw a party for
$395.
I can throw a party for a grand. Can I keep the change?
Yeah, you could.
Can I keep the change?
You could if they give you the budget.
I love Roaring Twenties parties.
Yeah, that could be fun.
They're so fun with like the coupe, the champagne coupes.
Yeah, you know, that's got to come back. I mean, we're a century into it already, right?
Oh, do you? Waterford Crystal champagne coupes. And you know what? I don't just use them for champagne because the reason that we've moved on from champagne coupes is because the bubbles float up and it becomes flat quicker. That's why they moved on to flutes. Because they keep the bubbles in the champagne longer because the bubbles can't surface as they're not so exposed as they are in a coupes. But I use the coupe to serve like dessert in when I have guests. I'll use it as like a candy dish. I'll use it at a bar if I'm having friends over for olives. I use the coupes for anything. I really like them.
There's a texter that just came in. Harold gets this book and he's 87, he says, and he's not in a nursing home. He's in an extended care facility, but he's willing to take your number.
Excellent. What was his name?
Harold.
Hello, Harold.
Hello, Harold. There's a lot of trips in this thing, too. So
some of the trips look amazing.
Ski
not
trip.
So much the London one, but the...
Right. The ski trip, maybe? Yeah, so...
What was it, Jackson Hole?
Jackson Hole, $235,000.
Although...
Yes?
It was like, if skiing's not your thing...
Yeah.
You can go to Portugal?
Yeah. Get some dinnerware, which I'm not sure the combination. By the way, that's a cheap trip. That's $80,000.
Ah, chump change. What do you say, Harold?
You get six luxurious nights, a professional photographer to come along with you, and then some fine porcelain designed by you.
Then you get to take it home with you.
And you get to take it home.
Mm-hmm.
See? Mm-hmm. Just like in the...
Like I said, I fell down the rabbit hole when I was on the clock at WGN TV. Don't tell anyone.
Okay, That's fine. This one is...
I swear I'm doing research for radio.
Right.
I'm looking
Hello.
At fancy yes. things online
yeah, yeah.
at my work computer.
Well, like, look at this. $345,000. First, you will have a style advisor visit your home and identify items from your collection to sell. Then you're off on a shopping spree with a $100,000 Neiman gift card. Which is, wow, okay. And then, first-class round-trip flights for you and a friend to Fashion File headquarters in Carlsbad, California for two nights at the Four Seasons as you view an inventory of rare designer items. You can select five vintage pieces and swap it out as much as you want over the next 12 months. Like, who does this? Who comes up with this?
Rich people.
Yeah, that's true.
Not us.
Yeah, not us. No. Not at all. I can take you to Target and you can pick out five.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
It was really, really fun and interesting to read all the cool things, though, and dream.
Yeah, right? Yeah, I think so.
I have a question for you. For the $6.1 million ring, you get to, you know, you name it with the Gemological Institute.
Mm-hmm.
Would you just name it like the Plier Diamond?
Mm. No, I think if I was buying it for somebody, because I wouldn't buy myself that, if I was buying it for a special lady, then I would probably name it somehow after her or
like,
some...
Like Lauren.
Like Lauren, exactly. See?
Excellent. We're on the same page.
I think so.
This is perfect.
Now, but what if you wanted to buy a combination thing? So you could do the diamond and then fly to Portugal and have your Hummer there ready to go for $285,000, your custom Hummer.
Yeah, what makes a Hummer so custom... That it's more than a house.
Well, here's the thing. Are Hummers a thing even anymore? I thought that's like a decade ago.
I think they're out of style
now. Yeah, I think so too.
Actually, yeah. if you want to get something that is...
He always scares me when he comes out. I'm like, we're in trouble.
He does that intentionally.
If you want to buy a car that reminds you that it really should be your house, buy a Rolls.
Thank you.
Okay.
I think that's fair.
I was looking at a two-door many moons ago at the Chicago Auto Show. It was $360,000.
Oh. Well.
Okay.
That's a little
that's
pricey.
That's a house.
Yeah, that's a house.
See, yeah.
That's
thank
a house.
You. You know what? I'm with you. If you're going to spend that money, it's not going to be a Hummer.
Get yourself just like a little Volkswagen. It'll be fine. All right. Listen, Lauren, by the way, I'm going to remortgage my house for this. So, again, I now know where
you're
going.
It's all I ask, Dave.
That's all you ask.
It's
very
all I
simple.
Ask is your coworker on the show. It's Not that much.
Not that much.
It's not high maintenance. It's on my resume.
It is not. It is not. You can catch Lauren on
WGN. Difficult to work with. Not on my resume.
Not on your resume. No, no. And by the way, Lauren's going to join me Thanksgiving morning, 8:30. So that'll be the pregame before the pregame with Hamp and OB and everybody. So we'll get our 2 cents in before they start screaming in studio. So you can catch Lauren, WGN TV, Friday nights, Saturday nights, anchoring the sports headlines. And again, on GN Sports. All right. Thank you, Lauren.
Have a beautiful weekend, you guys.
Thanks, you too.